Tom Brustovsky will always be connected to the explosive development of the mathematical sciences in Canada in the last 7 years. Believe me, this is not a superficial and gratuitous statement for the president of a granting agency. You see, PIMS was born 7 years ago as a mass movement, as an intellectual revolution of some sort. And I don't need to tell you now that granting agencies and mass movements do not mix well together. And that's exactly where Tom came in to catch our respect and admiration. Tom read very clearly this unheard-of phenomena, and instead of allowing his agency to circle the wagons and withdraw into a bureaucratic cocoon, he found a way to empower this new energy on behalf of Canadian science and allowed it to explode in innovation and creativity for the world to see. It's a great honor to introduce a great friend, Tom Brustovsky, the president of FinCERC.
Merci, Nassif, de m'avoir présenté d'une façon tellement généreuse. Mr. Minister, Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, you know, one of the problems with being the last to speak is that all the good things have been said. And, you know, one wonders whether the job is to put up the chairs here. But I have thought of a few things to add. But let me begin on a little more serious note. It was about a year and a half ago when some of the same people in this room met in this place and launched, in the very dark days within 2 weeks of 9/11, an enterprise which was an intellectual thrust underlining the very close ties between Canada and the United States, close intellectual ties between individuals in the two countries. I think we were all quite excited by that, by the prospect of doing something creative and positive in those dark days. And being here now, a year and a half later, you know, one sees that it really has happened, not just in the facilities, they're important. It's in the program. The program that is listed has shown that those intellectual ties, that creative thrust, were real. They are going to be realized. And that's the greatest value of what's happening here. I'd like to acknowledge the partners in this. I'd like to acknowledge the NSF. I guess granting agency people mention granting agency people first. This sort of happens. Terribly important. I meet Rita Colwell from time to time, and she has, on many occasions, in contexts which didn't call for it in any formal way, such as a speech tonight, underlined the importance of mathematics and that renaissance in mathematics that we just heard about. It's quite clear that her hand is very much in this. I'd like to thank the province of Alberta. In my view, a view that I've expressed frequently and publicly, means I could probably never run for office anywhere as a result, but I have said that I believe that Alberta is one of the provinces, one of the two leading provinces in this country that have their act together really well in science and technology. I'll let you guess the identity of the other, but they do such a beautiful job. Alberta, from my point of view, is pragmatic. They have a good sense and a good intuition of what they need to do. They paint with a very broad brush. If something doesn't work as well as they hoped, they fix it. If it does work as well as they hoped, they support it better. And altogether, it adds up to a very, very good picture. And that slogan, the Alberta Advantage, is becoming a slogan that is grounded in the intellects of the people working in this country. It's an achievement. It's an achievement for the province. And I think it's very important, and I believe, and this may sound a little surprising, but I believe that it will be good for Alberta that BERS is here. It'll be a branding of the province as a place where intellectual creativity counts for something and is supported. So, Minister, good for you and good for Lauren Taylor and good for the Premier. Thank you very much for that. I'd like to say that, you know, welcoming MSRI, an institution about which I'd only heard in the past, is tremendously important. We've got top talent engaged in this. And the three Canadian institutes, what we're seeing here is something that is emerging in a way that is a corporate sort of thrust of mathematics as distinct from the personal reputations of great individual mathematicians. This, to me, is the new dimension of this, and I'll say just one or two more things about that in a minute. But something that the funding agencies have learned, now you may tell me that the NSF has known this all along, I will admit to you that NSERC didn't. We're finding out that in this age in which we're touting information technology and communications and distance has disappeared, that in fact it's terribly important for research in mathematics, for that wonderful blend of creation and discovery, which is basic research in mathematics, to have face-to-face encounters in real time, the thrust and parry of ideas and criticisms, close contact and bonding between individuals. And I think doing that in an environment which is aesthetically as pleasing as this one can only lead to success. And I think we've learned that. You know, the people who fund research have learned that. Better yet, I think the people who fund research have learned that. And that is an accomplishment that we'll claim is ours. Now, several times today, you will recall the instances, a number of people have opened the doors, which I'm about to open again, and wandered into the metaphor gallery of mathematics. And once you wander into the metaphor gallery, the walls are crowded with images. So we've had mathematics as the language, and we've had mathematics as the new microscope of biology, and we've had mathematics as a new way of thinking and looking at things. And here are some more. Mathematics, a language of high technology. That metaphor I attribute to Peter Borwein. I don't know if it's original with him, but I heard it first from him. Mathematics, the new eyes of science. At a time when the challenge of understanding the flood of data in all sorts of fields has been likened to trying to drink from a fire hose, better and better mathematics developed by people with a deeper and deeper understanding of the research and the topic generating the data is necessary to extract the patterns, the information from that flow of data. Mathematics, the motor of models, to connect the facts established by reduction of science to real situations in nature, whether to describe natural systems or policy, one needs models, and mathematics is the motor of these models. In all these ways, I hope that the importance of mathematics, which mathematics and mathematicians have recognized for many years, can be conveyed to the general public. The metaphor is powerful. The importance of expressing the significance of mathematics through these metaphors may prove to be real. It may prove to be very helpful. Let me conclude with one or two observations about the gentleman who introduced me. I noticed that when he slipped into his early remarks the comment that he was leaving as director of PIMS, you know, there wasn't sort of an outbreak of applause. People wondered, you know, whether that might be taken badly, that they're celebrating your departure, wherever you are, Nassif, there. He's got his face buried in his hands. But, you know, this really is quite a remarkable man. I can just list very briefly some of his attributes, and I picked the words carefully. I've seen him from a distance. He hasn't always made my life easy. Sometimes I wish that his email account had been canceled. But what we've got is the attributes that will be remembered, and watch for him to resurface again after his time in France in some position of leadership, will remember the intellectual excellence of the individual. There's no question about that. He is a powerful intellect. Strategic leadership, thinking in the long term and leading. You know, leadership is a term used so frequently these days that it's a bit of a devalued currency. When you actually see leadership operating, it's striking. And Nassif is a leader. You've heard some of his great eloquence tonight in his introductory comments. He manages to frame ideas very, very well, and he has boundless energy. You know, when I look at that list together, I say, boy, that adds up to a very nice role model for those of us who'd like to call ourselves builders. And I recommend that. Nassif, we all wish you well. We're very grateful to you for the efforts that you've made. They're permanent. They're irreversible. Their effect will be with us for some time. And I, for one, don't believe that, you have now disappeared from the scene. You will be writing nice papers. You've got some research projects and nice differential equations that you'll be doing in France. And then you will come back and put your feet up and let a gray beard grow and wear a cardigan sweater and lecture nice people about nice things in mathematics. No, you're going to raise hell somewhere and build some more structures that we'll all admire. Nassif, thank you very much, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here.